This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Patrick Johnson.
As NPR reported, the U.S. Army issued a tweet ahead of Memorial Day weekend with a question for service members and veterans. How has serving impacted you? Soon, thousands of responses began flooding in. Many people tweeted about the positive impact military service had on their lives, but others posted stories of post-traumatic stress disorder, illness, and suicide brought on by experiences ranging from seeing loss of life to sexual assaults in the military. And I bring this up because that's kind of a form of journalism, what the U.S. Army did there. They posed a question, and sometimes you get some unexpected answers to the questions that you pose. And in a way, that is what we do in journalism, is we pose these questions. We don't always know where those questions are going to take us.
Right. You don't know where this is going to where this could lead to. And I think I especially witnessed this in my career, is how do we harness and how do we use social media? How do we use Twitter? How do we use Facebook? I know from my my experiences, my supervisors were throwing a lot of things against the wall to see what stuck. And I think we're discovering as we go on, we're honing our skills and we're understanding how we could use these methods effectively. And this is a great example of one. I wonder even if the folks that set out this question and put it out there on this social media call, if they even envisioned maybe this is where this was going to go. But I think when you pose that in front of people and to the public, you probably end up with some greater, more truthful journalism than maybe you could have ever anticipated.
I'm sure they were expecting or hoping for positive stories, and certainly there are many of those for military veterans, but my guess is that they got a little bit more than they were expecting.
Yeah, I would imagine that this was not the response that they had anticipated or were hoping for. And I mean, that's evident in, you know, when they tweeted the question, it was a video and the person in the video was mm-hmm. talking about, you know, it afforded me the opportunity to serve people greater than something greater than myself, to give back to others, to protect people that I love. And this very positive spin on being in the military and the armed services. So I imagine that that's what they were expecting to get. But I think that this is a good example of the power of social media in allowing ordinary people to express their stories and their opinions. And I think I agree with you 100%. Well, it can be such a great tool for journalists as well in order to capture stories that were told by all of these people.
Yeah. So the Army unwittingly committed journalism, an act of journalism here. But I think it was important to hear from people that they were not expecting to hear from and hear the types of stories that they were not expecting to hear, because that can help shape the public dialogue, the public discussion about how we should be treating veterans, what sort of funding should we put towards the military in general, and in particular towards perhaps veteran services. So I feel like this was a real important service, even though I'm sure they were not hoping for these types of answers. I think this was an important service. And again, in a sense, they committed an act of journalism, and I think that's a good thing.
You're absolutely right, and I think one of the goals of journalism is to bring to light, you know, unseen truths or things that not everybody is aware of, and to help those enter into the national discussion or the local discussion, whatever kind mm-hmm. of journalism. And, you know, as we're already gearing up for another election year, the treatment of veterans and the services that, you know, the VA offers and all of the discourse around that, I'm happy that this is now hopefully given a forum for all of these issues to be entered into that conversation more than just the cliches that they normally are, right? We have thousands of accounts, a lot of them telling the very same stories. So hopefully this will provide some validation for veterans who are saying that they aren't getting the services or the attention that they need.
And perhaps we've found really a true constructive way to use social media. Whereas before, where I remember when this was very new, some 6, 7, 8 years ago, and we were just required to blog or to tweet, and it didn't really have much form or function, but it was just a matter of we got these new tools, we have these new toys, you're going to use them, you have this account. I think maybe we found a way in this instance where people who are not put in front of a reporter with a pen and notepad or a microphone, but actually the questions put out there and they're free to speak and be themselves. And I think as society becomes more coordinated or more used to using social media and video and podcasts or things of that nature, I think we found truly a way that we can get probably some great results by getting some questions that get to the heart of a matter like an issue like this.
And for journalists, perhaps a lesson to be learned is to ask a very broad question. We're trained sometimes to ask very specific questions. And if the Army had asked a very specific question, for example, how has serving made your life better? They might not have gotten these types of responses. And maybe that's the question they should have put out there to get the types of responses they wanted. But they asked a very broad question, how has serving impacted you? And that can open it up to all types of responses.
And interpretations. And then you could follow with maybe some more pointed questions or following up with that person. But I think we've definitely found a way to really make the most of this really new digital medium.
And I think it really speaks to them using social media for what it was intended to and what it should be used and when it's best, which is when it's used to open up a dialogue and a conversation. So many times people are just using it to share information or share stories. And that doesn't really leave a lot of open interpretation for discussion, right? If you share a news story, people are going to talk about that story. If you share a picture, people are just going to talk about that picture. But sharing a general question like this really has opened up such a rich and wonderful, I mean, not all of the things in it are wonderful, but it's a wonderful discussion that needs to happen. And I don't think we would have gotten that in any other way.
I think you are correct. And I also think we are out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more A Shop Talk.